This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives will vote on Wednesday to approve President Biden's $2,000 billion coronavirus stimulus package. With not enough Republicans to block the measure, it should get passed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "It is a remarkable, historic, transformative piece of legislation that goes a long way toward crushing the virus and solving our economic crisis." End quote. Another woman has come forward accusing Emmy Award-winning New York Governor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, of sexual harassment. This complaint is reportedly from a member of Cuomo's executive chamber staff. The woman alleged Cuomo inappropriately touched her late last year at the governor's mansion, where she was called to work. This brings the number of women to six, now accusing Cuomo of sexual misconduct. Cuomo denies any wrongdoing. Last week, Rasmussen conducted a 1,000-person poll. Half of America doubts 78-year-old President Biden is physically or mentally fit to be president. The poll has a 3% margin for error. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Representative Vicente Gonzalez, a Democrat from Texas, closed an account with Bank of China following a news report. Gonzalez's most recent financial disclosure forms list holdings worth more than $100,000 with the bank owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Media outlet BuzzFeed announced Tuesday it had laid off 45 reporters, editors, and producers from the newly acquired Huffington Post, a.k.a. HuffPost. HuffPost executive editor Hillary Frey and Louise Rogue also resigned over the layoffs. All residents 16 and over in Alaska can now get their COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that effective immediately, any individual living or working in the state over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any other state in the union. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
14 spring training games today in baseball. First game is at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Biden administration is on the losing end of the U.S.-Mexico border. After eliminating President Trump's strong border policies, the amount of unaccompanied children has exponentially grown, and the policy of allowing COVID-19-infected immigrants onto the streets of America unhindered is nothing short of a COVID-19 super-spreader policy. Immigrants at the border are telling reporters President Biden's policies are the reason they are here. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A record number of migrant children are being held on the southern border as an influx of unaccompanied minors has overwhelmed Border Patrol facilities in recent weeks. Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration can no longer deny that their policies caused that surge. The Tennessee Republican tells Newsmax TV comments from the White House are the direct cause.
They can no longer say that this is not a crisis, that they have not mismanaged this situation, and they can no longer say we didn't cause this. It just happened. Because you're hearing from people coming to the border that they heard the president's remark and therefore they came to the border. When you have the DHS secretary and the president's spokesperson going out here and saying, don't come now, just wait, don't come now. What they're saying is, we will allow you to illegally come. This is saying, we will allow you to break the law.
The Biden administration continues to say there is no crisis at the 1,954 miles southwest border. USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Oh, trouble at the border. What trouble at the border? You know, Joe Biden. Looking more and more feeble. What are you talking about? And are we delusional? I mean, what are we to believe? Our lying eyes and ears, or, you know, the staff of the president and all these that want us to believe in this make-believe narrative? Joining us right now is Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. It's madness, Rick. I mean, who's running the country? I mean, you're hearing that Kamala Harris is making calls and talking to foreign leaders. I mean, what is America looking like? I mean, we are now more vulnerable when it comes to national security than what it was like with Obama. Or am I overstepping here?
Oh, I don't think you're overstepping. I think there's, first of all, the underlying assumption that President Biden is competent at this juncture. I think he has to prove he's competent. You know, the reality is the sense that he is not is based entirely on his performance or failure to perform. And if the White House wants to convince people that he is actually capable of doing the job, they need to put him out in places where he's making the case for his agenda. Mm-hmm. And if they're afraid to put him out, as they have been, because he says things that get off of message, as they put it. In other words, he gives you a blank stare and looks confused and doesn't know who his Secretary of Defense is, and then turns around and looks desperately for help, and so much so that the Secret Service agent behind him starts stepping forward to try to assist the president.
Right.
My wife saw that, Bill, and she called me up. And she says, Rick, you've got to see this clip.
Yeah.
I go, what happened? And she goes, he's completely incompetent. He can't do it. This is scary. I've never been scared before.
Right.
And it was because he was lost. And it's what many of us saw on the campaign trail.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't a surprise, but to me anyway. But I think to America, I don't think they had any idea how enfeebled he was.
Mm-hmm.
And is.
I don't know. I don't know how they could have. Not because it was obvious, you know. Whenever he was even involved in debates, he was, you know, it was like hanging on to a razor's edge here at times, but you could see what was going on. And I hope that people understand here, Rick, is that, look, this isn't, we're on the other side of politics. I mean, forget about the politics. This is a fellow humanoid that America has voted, and they elected him as president. He's president of the United States, representing the most powerful nation in the country. And he's compromised, clearly. And I'll tell you, you know, we're reminded instantly, people of faith, to be praying for this president and praying for wisdom for those handlers that are about him. Because, I mean, you hear, you're there in D.C., and I'm hearing the rumors. I'm in California, and I'm hearing the rumors here, people in the hallways. I mean, they find Joe kind of walking around lost in the hallways there is what they're reporting. I'm going, oh, my gosh, this is pathetic. And he's in, you know, he's usually in bed, but by 7 o'clock in the evening. I mean, did Donald Trump ever go to bed? I mean, he was like 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. He's making phone calls. I mean, I know that he operated like on 3 hours of sleep as a rule, but still, I mean, by comparison, I mean, this is a huge contrast.
It is a huge contrast. And, you know, you ask the question, how could he not have known? But the truth is the news media spent its time covering up for him. They didn't complain that he was what they call putting a lid on his campaign at 9 a.m. in the morning after issuing one press release.
Right.
And, you know, they never held him accountable. And what's more, this is what most people don't realize, is they also pulled Kamala Harris off the campaign trail.
Right.
They did not want Kamala Harris making news because the more the election became about Kamala Harris, the less likely they were to win it. And so now we have an unvetted, relatively unknown vice president who was not exposed to much public scrutiny, and a president who, you know, I would be surprised if he's up to the job. And I agree 100% with you, Bill. This is a time to pray for our nation's leaders. It is a time to pray for Joe Biden's health, for his competence, because partisan stuff aside, all the philosophical stuff aside, and I don't think there's much he's going to do that's going to be right for the country, but he's the guy with the nuclear football.
Right.
He's the guy who's got to be talking to world leaders. He's the guy who the president of China, who is robust, is going to be negotiating with.
Right.
And all the internal stuff about Hunter aside, and all that, and all those jokes you can tell, the bottom line is we need our president to be standing up for American interests. And we might disagree what those interests are, but at least we need somebody who's able to stand up for something and not just be unable to do so. And if I were advised in the White House, and I wanted to dissuade people of the notion that this president is not able to do the job, I would put him out and have him perform. And I would say, they are rumored to be planning on going around the country and talking about this really terrible COVID-19 bill that they passed.
The
$1.9 trillion report. But this has got to be sit-downs with real people. This has got to be sitting in an editorial board with editors talking about real policy issues, where a guy who's been in politics for 48 years, who has no excuse for not having every policy matter, at least a medium depth knowledge on virtually everything.
Right. Well, you heard his comments. You heard his comments the other day when he was trying to talk about this $1.9 trillion boondoggle. I mean, it was like, whoa, man, here's somebody with, just like to your exact point, with all this experience, you know, he could do this in his sleep. You know, if he had all his systems, you know, firing and his synapses in his brain were operating, you know, at normal speed, he should have been able to handle this. But he was just fumbling. I mean, it was sad and pathetic. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, so how are they going to take him on a national tour to hit and really focus on the highlights of this? Because, you know, you got, 600 pages, roughly, and all the different aspects that are involved here. I don't know. I don't know how he can carry the day, and that's why they're keeping a lid on it.
Yeah, what they've done so far is they've put him in situations where he's either with his wife or with somebody else, who maybe with Kamala Harris sitting down with a reporter, where it's a friendly, and they have an editing room so they can take out the stuff that's not really flattering.
Right.
And that's how they've handled it to date. My recommendation is based on the assumption that what they're telling us is true, that he is competent.
Yes.
I don't know what they're, but everything they're doing
Yes.
Tells us that they know he's not.
It brings it into question. There's no doubt. Even rumors of, you know, limiting his control of the nuclear football, as you say. And meanwhile, you've got Kamala Harris out there leading the way. And here's somebody that only got 3% in the primaries. We're looking at her as being the heir apparent to the Oval Office, so stay tuned. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning continues with us. Stay with us right here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, ask for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
I'll tell you, we the people have to take a stand, and you guys got to get in line. You got to get activated. It just can't be me and Rick Manning. Solito Lindo here trying to make this happen for we the people and for this country. I mean, you know in your heart of hearts that we got problems here in River City. I mean, it is obvious whether it has to do with our southern border, the madness going on down there, and Joe Biden et al. Are in denial. I mean, that's as crazy as Jerry Nadler, I got to tell you, Rick, saying that Antifa doesn't exist, others saying deep state doesn't exist. I mean, how delusional can you be? And then, meanwhile, on all fronts, I mean, things are coming at us, and I got to think at some point, you know, it's going to really hit the fan here, and we're not even talking about, you know, what's going on in the Middle East, Rick.
Yeah, it's we've got a lot of different things that are happening. The irony on this is that so far, it's been pretty much in terms of the press corps in D.C. They've been playing it like nothing's going on, but the White House is doing these edicts, these executive orders, and Congress is trying to pass legislation that fundamentally transforms America. But they've kind of ignored the externals. Mm-hmm. And the Middle East is one of those things that's an external that, quite honestly, in 48 days or however long the Biden administration's been in power, they have almost completely dismantled the peace accords that President Trump negotiated in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Here's what they have done, and it's scary because the Middle East, it is far more dangerous today than it was 60 days ago. Let me just say that. Here's what they've done. They took the terrorist designation off of the Iranian-funded rebels in Yemen. Yemen is on the border of Saudi Arabia, and Yemen is the choke point for getting oil out of the Arabian Sea. Mm-hmm. So for Saudi Arabia. So it is an extraordinarily important country geopolitically. Donald Trump had the Houthi rebels as being terrorists.
Yes.
We had Joe Biden take that designation off. Joe Biden then ended up taking away the ability for the United Arab Emirates, which is part of, on the other side of Saudi Arabia,
right,
taking away their ability to export aluminum to us by putting back on aluminum tariffs that Donald Trump had removed as part of the deal that got the UAE to do the peace deal with Israel.
Right.
He stopped two arms deals to Saudi Arabia, arms deals that were designed to provide the Saudis with weapons that to be able to protect their border against the Houthi rebels.
Mm-hmm.
And he then dropped $3 billion of cash onto Iran. Yeah, and then got us involved in Syria and mm-hmm. started bombing Syria.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, you could not have done, if you planned it, and I don't know that they're planning to mess up the Middle East. I just know that they're trying to restore the pro-Iranian balance that existed prior to the Trump administration. And so they're
because that worked so well.
Well, yeah, it's I think that, you know, I don't, let me put it this way. Iran is an ally of China.
Mm-hmm.
China is not our friend. Iran is not our friend. Saudi Arabia was doing a deal with Israel and the sort of the southern part of the Middle East to try to put a block on the Persian invasion to the south. Iran's Persian. And they were trying to do a national security deal that would allow the United States to be less engaged on the ground in the Middle East and allow these countries to take care of themselves. That's what Donald Trump was putting into place. Then, and that's being dismantled. And so there will be a dependency of the United States to be the decider as to who wins and who loses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, they also put out a CIA report on the Khashoggi, killing, and they put out a CIA report, and the CIA report put the blame on the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. But when you read the CIA report, which was like a page long, it was nothing but speculation. There were no hard facts. It was well, if this has happened, then this might have been the case. And I can't imagine this occurred without him knowing. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. It wasn't right. There was no hard facts. There's no data. There was nothing there. It was idle speculation that you would find on a BuzzFeed.
Right.
And
right.
And that was the CIA report.
A CIA report, more like a narrative, which is amazing, yeah, right?
Yeah, and the danger of that was the Crown Prince is the friend of the United States. He is on our side.
Yeah.
He's the one who's the liberal who's trying to do the deal with Israel to create peace in the Middle East.
Right.
He's putting his entire life and his family's future on the line with that.
Exactly. So we're going to poke him in the eye.
We cut him off the knees.
Yes.
And so here's what Saudi Arabia is now looking at doing. Saudi Arabia is saying, well, you know, United States may not be a reliable partner here.
Right.
You know, they don't have to be kicked in the teeth more than two or three times to figure that out.
Right, exactly.
And who is going to control the balance of power in this region?
Rick, let me ask you, as you're laying all this out, and one of the things that we're not talking about that I believe has some relevance here is the Keystone XL pipeline. And taking away our energy independence. We're looking again to do the very thing that we realized after all these years being reliant on Arab oil, no bueno. And here we were, energy independent, and Joe Biden, in a matter of moments, took that away from the American people.
Yes, he did. And so what happens? One of the things we've been able to do in the past is when there was an oil shortage, Saudi would turn on the spigots. When there was an oil glut, they turn off the spigots. And it was one of the ways that we used our influence with the Saudis to be able to control and keep the price of gasoline relatively low in America and keep energy costs low. As we became more energy independent, Saudi Arabia actually did lower how much they were producing so that the U.S. producers weren't blown away by a glut.
Yes.
Saudi showed that they could cause those producers to lose all their money by simply flooding the market, making the price of oil go below zero last year.
Right.
But it's a complex game. The thing that's most dangerous here is China has an insatiable desire for oil. And with that insatiable desire for oil, and being relatively, certainly geographically, closer to Saudi Arabia and the Arab oil fields than the United States, they are a natural partner for Saudi oil. From a geopolitical standpoint, you know, you've got India, you've got China, those two countries with a big demand for oil are a real potential future market. And what we're doing is we're pushing the Saudis into the arms of the Chinese.
Without a doubt.
Because, and in doing that, and people say, okay, so what? And this gets a little complex. The reason that our dollar is so strong, as a currency, even when it's a little weaker like it is right now, it is because of the Saudis trade oil in dollars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they force the world to buy the single most important resource in the world in dollars. And that's why we're the world reserve currency. The dollar is the world reserve currency. The Chinese are saying, you really will buy your oil, but we'll only buy it in yuan. Mm. And basically change the dollar.
Exactly.
The world reserve.
That'd be huge.
Yuan.
That'll be a huge transition if that takes place. Rick Manning, the other thing we're keeping an eye on that you have on your website is Arizona leading election integrity with a series of bills that should be a model for our nation. You got to check this out, what they're doing. So don't think that it's over yet. And some of these states individually are combating H.R. 1 and what Congress and Nancy Pelosi would want to happen, right?
Absolutely. It's a great thing. And essentially, you either
10 seconds, Rick.
Have
10. Go ahead.
Ballots are either be out in everybody's hands, or only people who were supposed to vote will get them. If Arizona has their way,
mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives will vote on Wednesday to approve President Biden's $2,000 billion coronavirus stimulus package. With not enough Republicans to block the measure, it should get passed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "It is a remarkable, historic, transformative piece of legislation that goes a long way toward crushing the virus and solving our economic crisis." End quote. Another woman has come forward accusing Emmy Award-winning New York Governor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, of sexual harassment. This complaint is reportedly from a member of Cuomo's executive chamber staff. The woman alleged Cuomo inappropriately touched her late last year at the governor's mansion, where she was called to work. This brings the number of women to six, now accusing Cuomo of sexual misconduct. Cuomo denies any wrongdoing. Last week, Rasmussen conducted a 1,000-person poll. Half of America doubts 78-year-old President Biden is physically or mentally fit to be president. The poll has a 3% margin for error. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, you think it's easy being us, huh? I tell you. Oh, the times in which we live in, ladies and gentlemen, is not for the faint of heart. It is bizarre, no doubt. Our world is turned upside down. But no big surprise, we were warned that this would happen. And I know that many of you are scratching your heads. But look, we'll get through this as long as we continue to hold on to that which we know to be true. Okay? Let's not get caught up in these, you know, funny conspiracies and narratives. It'll just waste a lot of energy. But we can count on our Constitution. We can count on those things that have been proven time and again. The president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin, joins us now. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, Jenny Beth, boy, I'll tell you, we're really being challenged on our values as we the people, as a constitutional republic. Things turned a bit upside down, but we don't want people to grow weary that we need to, you know, continue on with this good fight. I mean, if not for ourselves, certainly for our kids and our grandkids, even though the Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats would want to pretty much sell out our future generations with this $1.9 trillion COVID bill.
Yes, that is true. Bill, one of the things you're saying that's so important that I think is is important for people to remember is that we cannot lose hope for the future. Mm. We oftentimes, after a really tough election, we do, especially when you're on the losing side, we feel hopeless and we feel down and we think we're never going to win again and how will we ever defeat everything that's happening. But the next election is less than 24 months away, and we will have to plow through the next several months with very bad things moving through Congress, but also make sure that we are educating people on what these bad things are and why we are opposed to them, so that when it comes time to go vote, people our values instead of what we're getting out of D.C. And this spending bill is going to bail out deep blue states and cities that had financial problems long before COVID ever came around. It's spending more money on top of the money that was spent in December to for education and reopening in the last COVID relief bill. And schools still are not open 5 days a week in some parts of this country. Yet in other parts, like where I live, my kids have been in school 5 days a week, and that's been since August 3rd. We didn't need all this money. We did what was right for our children.
Exactly.
But in some parts of this country, they're far more concerned about passing a very extreme leftist agenda and tying that to schools than they are about doing what's right for the children and youth of this country. And I just think it's important we're educating people, explaining what's going on, and then reminding people that when it's time to go vote again in less than 2 years from now, we need to be voting for people who are going to do the right thing for America and for Americans.
Well, the thing that's quite obvious, Jenny Beth, is the exposure of the left. I mean, there is no nuance to this. And, you know, I tell the kids often that experience defines preference. And for the voter, this is valid because, you know, they were lied to, and they're realizing that. They said, hey, look, if we had known this stuff about Hunter Biden, we, you know, 15% said they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. I mean, here he is. He's 48 days, 49 counting, in office, at no State of the Union, hasn't held a press conference. Jenny Beth, I mean, it is heartbreaking to watch this man who has been part of our government for 50 years, and he looks more and more feeble, and this isn't by my judgment. This is by his own presentation. When he is, you know, trying to talk, he can't remember the people who are on his cabinet. He can't remember where he's at. I mean, we're hearing inside the palace there at the White House, people say they find him wandering in the hallways kind of aimlessly. I mean, this is pretty crazy. And then you hear them talking about limiting his control of the nuclear football. And on top of that, you've got Kamala Harris, who only garnered about 3% of any kind of approval during the primaries. She is having direct contact on behalf of our country with foreign leaders. I mean, this is out of control.
It is out of control, and it is very, very concerning. And in the meantime, while we watch what is happening with him, watching things like the For the Politician bill pass through the House, and watching how the Democrats, if they have their way, there will be no proof of residency. Like, not, I'm not talking about citizenship, though that would not be necessary either. There'd be no, when you go to register to vote, states will be required to accept registration for anyone who says they live anywhere, as long as they sign a sheet of paper. You won't even be able to get a utility bill to verify that they live where they say they live.
Exactly.
Much less that they are who they say they are. That's for voter registration. The same will hold true when they go to vote. And then it will be illegal to challenge a voter. So if you think that they're not actually who they say they are, or that they live where they say they live, you won't be able to challenge it.
Exactly.
That will blow up the ability for us to have faith in our elections forevermore. We have to know that when we go to cast a ballot for federal, state, and local elections, that the people who live in our precinct are the ones who are voting and making the decisions about what's going to happen in our neighborhood and in our neighborhood schools and in our county and city councils and at the state and federal level. And we must do everything we can to make sure we don't let that pass through the United States Senate.
Well, the states are starting to respond. Arizona is leading with election integrity and giving everybody a great model for our nation. And they're passing a series of bills that would ensure free and fair elections going forward, not waiting for the feds to come in because, you know, just as you laid out, it's a one size fits all. I wanted to especially touch on with you, Jenny Beth, in the last 3 minutes here, is that big labor finds themselves in a bit of a precarious situation with Joe Biden, you know, and explain to our audience what's going on, this double-edged sword that they find. It's almost like the sword of Damocles that's hanging over them, isn't it?
It really is. What's going on is that the AFL-CIO is supposed to be meeting today to determine whether they are going to support getting rid of the filibuster or not in the United States Senate. And they want to be able to do this so they can have a $15 an hour minimum wage and so they can pass the PRO Act, which would make would not allow states to be right-to-work states.
Mm-hmm.
But what they fail to realize is that if they get rid of that, then the kind of things like we just saw happen with the stroke of a pen with Keystone Pipeline, that would become the law of the land. And there would be other things that happen, like the passage of the Green New Bill that would wind up costing their labor members jobs. And I think that they're sitting there at the leadership of the union trying to do what they can to pony up to Washington, D.C. and the Democrats, but they're failing to look out for their current members and the jobs of those current members. I think we've seen the same thing with the teachers' unions in some of these large cities. They're doing what they can for political posturing, and the teachers themselves oftentimes want to get back to school into the business that they feel called to do, which is teaching our children and our youth.
Exactly. And the tough thing is that, I mean, the union already took a hit with the Keystone XL pipeline. I mean, keep in mind, some of the jobs that were lost were union jobs, right?
That is exactly right. They were lost overnight. And the same kind of thing will happen if there is no backboard at all in the United States Senate to slow things down with either party in control. You need a little bit of checks and balances, and that's what the filibuster provides.
Exactly. Well, it's a double-edged sword, and we'll see how this plays out. You know, if the union is willing to roll the dice and lose the filibuster and then lose a bigger battle on the other end, that's the way it seems to work. I mean, Harry Reid found out the hard way himself. Jenny Beth Martin, she's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots
Action. $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 1 in 3 Americans say their financial goal for the first half of 2021 is to increase their savings. To be an effective saver, it's important to form habits that make savings simple and automatic. Chris Wong, Senior Vice President, Consumer Savings Executive at Bank of America.
With many Americans looking to save more this year, it's important to review your spending habits, create a budget, and set goals. Make a commitment to saving even just a small amount each month. can help put you on a path to financial success, and there are many easy-to-use tools that can help make saving simple.
Using Bank of America's Keep the Change program, you can build your savings automatically by rounding up each purchase to the nearest dollar, turning spare change into savings. It's an easy way to make spending part of your savings plan. To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Reminding us once again that, hey, look, not to lose hope, and I appreciate what Jenny Beth Martin had to share with us as well. You know, we got to hang in there, keep fighting the good fight. I mean, this is life. You know, we're getting through it, you know, one moment at a time. Some of it probably more excruciatingly painful than other times, but look it. We've been through this way before, maybe not with a pandemic quite like this in this modern era with this generation, but look, we have been able to rise up and come against things that are not true and right. This is why, you know, abandoning the truth leaves you so vulnerable, and it's we're manipulated that much easier when we turn our back on the truth. Lance LaRusso joins us now. He's a leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, author of the books Peacemaking and When Cops Kill. Hey, Lance, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about Derek Chauvin. Jury selection underway in his trial of the former Minneapolis police officer. And, of course, you know, boy, Minneapolis is on a razor's edge here right now.
Yeah, there's a lot going on to that. I think it's going to take a long time to get a jury. There's a lot of different factors going on here. We have the charges itself aren't even set in stone, which is highly unusual for to begin a trial without the charges being set. So the judge dismissed the third-degree murder charge that was reinstated by the Court of Appeals, and now the Minnesota Supreme Court is looking at it. So, you know, aside from trying to get a jury, and it may take them a month to get a jury, aside from getting a jury, you also have the question of how long it's going to take for the Supreme Court to make a decision so the trial can begin knowing what charges he's facing. I've never seen a situation where we weren't certain at this point what the charges were. And if they move forward at some point, you know, if they impanel a jury without the charges set in stone, you could deal with a situation of a reversal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is, boy, I mean, to me, it puts so much in jeopardy that how can you start a trial without even having, you know, the correct statement, you know, what he's being accused of? I mean, it's like a, it's dynamic, and I've never known a court process to be dynamic like this.
Well, it's especially critical, too, because that third-degree murder charge, when you look at the Minnesota statute, and I'm not licensed in Minnesota, but I did read it, and it's similar to a lot of states that, you know, different states call laws differently. It really doesn't matter. You have to look at the elements of the crime. Mm-hmm. And one of the elements is that it's not an intentional causing of a death, but it's a death that results from a particularly heinous act or an act that you should know with reckless disregard could cause a death. So it's a lower burden of proof for the prosecution. And, you know, people have criticized the prosecution. The bottom line is if they believe the facts support that charge, then they put it to the jury, but they still bear the burden. And one of the burdens they bear is to show what killed George Floyd. And I think that after everybody's impaneled and after all the law settles down, that's probably what a great deal of the evidence is going to focus around.
Well, even going into this, I mean, it has been so run through the court of public opinion that, boy, how does Chauvin get a fair trial?
And it's really interesting. The very people who are screaming about fairness, some of them are saying that, you know, they can continue to engage in actions which are making it very difficult to get him a fair trial. So all of those potential jurors, and then all of those jurors, whether they're sequestered or not after they're impaneled, they are going to have to walk into that courthouse.
Yes.
And they are going to have to walk past protesters and fences and lines of law enforcement, and if it gets bad, lines of National Guard men and women. And the question is, does that interfere with the right of a fair trial? And when people start saying, well, you know, he deserves the trial he gets, then just back up a minute. Because if we're going to do away with the right of a fair trial, all in the name of having your opinion heard, we have a bigger problem.
Yes. Yeah, because, I mean, this thing is just, you know, ran away on its own. I mean, no due process. It was just assumed that Derek Chauvin had killed George Floyd because his knee was on his neck. And then the autopsy report says that wasn't the case. But that's not heard. You know, that's set aside because the court of public opinion has already, you know, rendered justice or rendered their decision in saying that, no, it was death by a knee to the throat.
Well, the bigger problem that you have here, too, for moving forward, any death is tragic. And if you're trying to investigate why it happened, firing an officer immediately is the absolute dumbest policy decision you could make. The allegations have been that there was systemic racism within that police department. Well, there were four officers who could have been interviewed in internal affairs. They could have been forced to make statements under the Garrity decision, as opposed to a criminal investigation where they can refuse to make statements. They could have been forced to make statements. We could have learned more and gotten a window into that agency and learned exactly why this occurred. But to satisfy the public, they were fired immediately. So now that's gone.
Well, let me ask you that. This is a good point. Okay, satisfy the public, or, you know, it seems to me that this kind of protects the police department. You could argue that as well, could you not?
I'm sure people could make that decision, but it sounds like the police department probably didn't have a choice. They were probably told to terminate them, and we've seen that in other cities, too, where, you know, let's fire them immediately and that'll solve the problem. It never does.
Yes. No.
It never does. And and 10 years from now, it actually defeats the purpose of trying to make things better because you don't know what caused the incident. It's very unique in the public sector. We can force people to give statements to government entities according to the Garrity decision.
Mm-hmm.
So once they're terminated, you lose the ability to force them to make statements. Those statements can't be used against them in criminal cases. But the reason is that the Supreme Court recognized it is more important to do do that deep dive and find out what happened in a government context and find out, is it a training issue? Is it a hiring issue? Did we have the wrong person? Did we retain them improperly? Mm-hmm. It's more important to do that than prosecute them, because there's another parallel criminal case that will take care of that.
Exactly. Well, you know, when you talk about justice in the grander scale, Lance, you bring up a good point, and that is that, you know, we want to get to the whole genesis and the root of this situation, and, you know, will they be able to do this in the midst of emotions running as high as they are? Because experience has taught us time and again that emotions can, you know, push logic and reason out of the way, and it becomes a lose-lose proposition.
You know, I've been involved in law enforcement since 1987. I want to know what the officers were trained. I want to know what examples they were given. I would love to know what scenarios were used in their training, their annual training, their in-service training, and we're never going to know that. And the bottom line is, if we don't get to the bottom of that, it's not just this agency that might continue to have a problem. We may learn something that could benefit all of law enforcement.
And exactly.
I had someone recently say, why doesn't law enforcement do an analysis after they use force, especially deadly force, or when somebody dies in custody? Why don't they do an analysis to find out why, so they can prevent it? And I said, What in the world makes you think they don't?
Yes, right. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, you can even see that on the TV shows, that there's investigations that take place. But, you see, this is the false narrative that's out there, and the disservice that's being done, you know, for the people, you know, by the mainstream media. I mean, they're not doing a deep dive on this. I mean, they seem to be, it surfs up, and let's ride the emotional waves and get some attention, and not really, you know, try to begin to bring some reason into the debate, into the conversation, because meanwhile, you know, emotions are running away with themselves. There's a fixed paradigm that's in place right now. This has been going on for several years. How do you get on the other side of this, Lance?
Well, and I talk about this in my book, Blue News. The news cycle does not permit the type of deep dive that would need to be done on this. For example, we've heard much criticism about less than lethal and what other options officers have. We've got, and it's just amazing to me, we've got cities banning the use of less lethal devices, all in the name of keeping officers from using too much force, which is, you know, must sound great to your mom because she loves you, but not to anybody else.
Exactly.
Who do they think developed all these less lethal options, and why? Mm-hmm. Law enforcement developed these so they could use less force and specifically avoid the use of deadly force at all opportunities.
How does that make sense, Lance? That just seems incongruous that you would want to use, you know, a less lethal, you know, tool. Because then at that point you're limiting what's in the tool chest for law enforcement, and now you're going to end up with more people, you know, more George Floyds down the road.
It's two reasons. Number one is the facts don't matter in the analysis and the dialogue. And second, it's being done by people who are just plain ignorant of the use of force. For instance, in Philadelphia, we had two officers shot someone who had a knife. People complained that the officer didn't use a taser. 1,600 of the 6,000 patrol officers in Philadelphia have tasers. The law enforcement officers have been begging for tasers for years. You remember 10 years ago when people wanted to ban them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Lance, I appreciate you staying on top of this. We look forward to having you back and getting updates on, you know, how this is going to play out. And not only for Chauvin, but you got George Floyd's family. You've got Minneapolis that hopefully, you know, somehow that reason can reign and emotions can be dialed back. But I think it's going to be a tough process, needless to say. Lance LaRusso, thank you, buddy.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power Grid.